AI News by Conjero.
Big story today. Florida's Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, has opened an investigation into OpenAI after the April Florida State University shooting. That incident left 2 dead and 5 injured.
Right, and crucially, the reporting says ChatGPT was allegedly used in planning. It doesn't say the model carried out the attack. That distinction matters for the whole legal frame.
Exactly. The probe flips this into a product design question. Were guardrails, abuse monitoring, and intervention paths strong enough to catch a conversation that moved toward operational planning?
Investigators can now ask engineering questions investigators couldn't before. What did the system log? What signals showed escalating intent? And were there escalation paths to human reviewers?
Those are technical issues, not just legal ones. General-purpose chatbots are broad and low friction, which makes them useful and also makes them vulnerable if someone knows how to steer them.
So the concern becomes misuse pathways. Can a model be coaxed into step-by-step assistance? If so, a simple policy banning violent content isn't enough. The safety stack has to work under adversarial conditions.
That creates an accountability gap. The industry leans on the idea that users are responsible. But if a system produced actionable guidance or failed to flag escalating intent, that defense gets harder to sustain.
OpenAI and peers will likely point to safety policies and technical limits, but the probe gets sensitive if evidence shows the chatbot helped move someone from intent to operational detail.
For product teams, this is a warning. Regulators may demand more than written policies. They'll want logging, detection thresholds, human review triggers, and proof that safety measures resist prompt manipulation.
The probe won't settle the broader question alone, but it may expose how thin current assumptions about general-purpose safety are, and that could reshape liability, regulation, and design practices.
AI News by Conjero.